Law enforcement in California has stepped up its fight against extreme animal rights activists. One activist is the first U.S. citizen on the FBI's most wanted terrorist list. Two others have been charged with harassment by the Los Angeles District Attorney. University of California researchers are often a target of these activists, and this week, one UCLA professor said that enough is enough. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
David Yench is a neurobiologist at UCLA. He studies the effects of drug addiction and mental illness and uses monkeys in his research. That's made him a target for animal rights extremists who at 4 in the morning last March 7th set his car on fire.
And I rose my head up from my pillow and I looked at my window and I saw a glow coming through the window that if you've ever seen, you wouldn't mistake for anything else.
Yench ran downstairs, out the door, grabbed his garden hose, and frantically tried to put out the fire.
But at that point, the damage had been done. And I don't mean that the car was unsavable. I mean the terror that had been tried to be inflicted hit its mark.
Yench is not alone. In the past few years, nearly a dozen UC researchers have received death threats, had their cars firebombed, and their homes vandalized. One targeted neurobiologist last year sent an email to an extremist website that read, "You win," and pledged to give up animal experimentation. David Yench is doing just the opposite.
Stand up for science!
Stand up for research!
Stand up for science!
Yench spoke before hundreds of UCLA medical students, professors, and technicians who use animals in their laboratories.
Whether you participate in animal research or not, we're all a community of scholars. And we're standing up today to say that that horrible face that comes in the night can't come anymore. It has to stop.
The FBI is hoping a $75,000 reward in Yench's case will lead to an arrest. But not all protesters are terrorists, says Elliot Katz. He came to UCLA to rally against Yench. Katz, a veterinarian and president of In Defense of Animals, says he worries that extremists are getting all the attention when Yench is the real problem.
He becomes the victim rather than the animals that he's victimizing.
Katz says computer or human subjects should be used in research instead of innocent animals. He says what Yench is doing, giving PCP and methamphetamines to monkeys, is cruel and immoral. But Yench says his work can't be done without using live subjects. He says it's immoral for him not to do his research.
I think it's immoral to turn a deaf ear to addicts and say, there's no treatment for you. That's immoral.
And Yench says he won't stop until he finds that treatment. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.
This is NPR News.